Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, Patty.
Dave, can you talk about the defense? The defense, the last couple of weeks, it looks like it's been playing a lot better. What have you seen from that unit, and where have they really tightened things up to play better?
Yeah, they have improved. I think Bobby O has done a great job of getting the ball and getting hands on the ball. I'd say a bunch of those turnovers are a result of his play, along with the rush that goes along with it, but seeing the quarterback getting hands on the ball. Obviously, we had some big plays last week. We limited those this week. Improving the fundamentals. They've done a good job. They've improved. So we're going to need to continue to do that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Dan Duggan.
Hey, Brian, I know we asked about some specifics with Tyrod last night, but just overall, how do you feel like you played?
I think Tyrod did a good job. He threw the ball on time, made some good throws down the sideline to Slayton. Got the ball out of his hands, even though there was some pressure. So did a good job of leading his team. Obviously, the team thing of 0 for 5 in the red zone that's a team thing. So something we got to work on, but continue to do that. But I thought Tyrod acquitted himself well.
I know DJ told NBC his goal is to play next week. I mean, I know you're probably gonna say you don't know yet, but
Yeah,
do you have any update?
I don't. I have no update on anything. I haven't seen the doctors. It was a late one last night, so I have nothing on any injuries.
Okay, I gotta ask, if Daniel's healthy, is he the starting quarterback still?
Yeah, I have nothing. Yeah, I have nothing on any injury, so.
No, I'm saying if he's healthy, like, is there's no like quarterback controversy, or is there? I'm just asking that question.
Yeah, no.
Okay. And then one last one, the fourth one at the 11 when you kicked the field goal, just the thought process there. I mean, how were you thinking about going for it, and how'd you end up on the kick?
Yeah, I said it last night. We, two third and ones where we didn't get it, get points. Defense was playing well. So that was the decision.
Bob broke over.
Hey, Brian. Because you play a team tough like you did last night, and obviously 1-5 is not where you want to be, but you come in, maybe not today, but on Wednesday, with a renewed enthusiasm that, hey, the schedule does soften here. We got a chance to still do things.
Yeah, I think you come in on Wednesdays with enthusiasm every week. It's the National Football League, so you do the necessary things you need to try to do each week to put yourself in good position and compete and give yourself a chance, and that's what you do every week.
And the other question is, did you get a lot more out of your offensive line than you could have hoped for last night, given it was not in the greatest situation going in, and then you lose Zudu and you're playing a guy you alluded to last night who hadn't played tackle in
Yeah.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and on the left side, we talked about it with Pugh Saturday morning. Just, hey, you might need to do this, you might need to do this. And he's a true pro. I'd say it all works together. I think the quarterback did a good job of getting the ball out. Receivers found space. The timing was good. So those guys competed. I give them a lot of credit. They competed, and we did a lot of shuffling. Obviously, McKeithen back in, Glow over there. We actually practiced McKeithen at tackle those days that Evan was down. So there was a lot of shuffling. Those guys were battling, and appreciate all their efforts.
And one other thing I'd ask you is the trade deadline's approaching. You're a 1-5 team. You've been in this league a long time. Things start to fly, rumors start to fly when a team's not going well, guys could be traded. I mean, that's always out there. But do you say anything to your players to say, hey, don't let those kind of things seep into your mind?
Yeah, we just focus on, the week we're playing, the team we're playing. That's what we're going to focus on.
Thank you.
Yep.
Tim Jones.
Hey, Dave. I
Tim.
also wanted to pick up, if I could, please, on the offensive line. And I just wonder, for a group that seems to have had a lot shuffled at it and with it, because of injuries,
Sure.
did they perform about as well as they could, given all of those circumstances?
Yeah, no, they competed. They competed hard. And I think, but it's all 11. So even if there's leakage, you know, if you get it out on time and the guys are creating space in the zones, which I think, you know, inside like Waller and Wandell did a good job of getting open right now. And Tyrod did a good job of hitting his back foot and letting it out. So it all works together. It always does. But those guys, again, I'll say they competed, you know, for a guy like Pugh who's been here a week and a half to really have to play multiple positions and then again move the guards and center, but that's where we're at, so that's what we try to do.
I wanted to ask if you would single him out only because what he did was pretty extraordinary in my book. You know, what do I know, but it was pretty cool that he did what he did and played and everything else. And he also, I know today's not a day for levity, and I'm sensitive to that, but I believe when he introduced himself he said something like Justin Pugh off the couch or something along those lines, you know. I mean, again, I know that doesn't fall.
I mean, he's only been here a short time, as you guys know. So again, he's been up here in the mornings, being extra time with Bobby. And again, based on where we were at last week, it was a conversation that we had, you know, going into the game about, you know, you're here, but you could be here. You could be here. You're good with it. And he was, you know, he's a true pro.
Have you seen someone be able to do what he did?
I'm certainly along the way, probably. Can't give you a guy off the top of my head. But, you know, he's a veteran player that's played a long time. You know, it's happened with receivers that had played numerous spots when I've coached them, or when you get new guys in on a Thursday and you play them on a Sunday. But, you know, he's been in the league for a long time, and there's a reason for it.
Thank you.
You got it.
Tom Canavan.
Hey, Dabes, how are you?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. One of the things that was noticeable last night was that Tyrod, and you mentioned this before, was getting rid of the ball quickly. Was that something that Daniel can do or learn by watching him do that? Because it seemed that the passing game clicked more when he did that.
Yeah, I think each game is different. So, you know, based on the routes we had and the defense, how the defense plays it, you know, whether it's a softer zone like Buffalo played some, and you know, a couple of the man shots that we had to Slayton were man that he saw and let it go on time. You know, those are things we always work on.
And the other question I have is there was one deep ball that Hyatt caught, and they ruled, I think, Evan may have been downfield. It looked really close. Have you seen that play, and what do you think?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Was it a bad call?
It's what they called. So.
Thank you.
Yep.
We have time for a couple more. Ed Valentine.
Morning, Dabes. I wanted to ask you, looked like you shortened the wide receiver rotation quite a bit last night. Is there a reason for that? And is that what we're going to see going forward?
Yeah, I mean, we really went with the two young guys, with Hyatt and Wandell, and then Slayton and Isaiah mixed in. So that's how we approached it this game, and let those guys go and play.
What are you seeing from Wandell and from Jalen in terms of their development and what they can bring to you going forward?
Yeah, they're young. You know, they're young, so you got to play them, you know, to develop them too. And I'd say that, you know, Hyatt made a heck of a catch in the fourth quarter on that in cut, held onto the ball, did a nice job on the scramble. Tyrod made a heck of a throw. Again, the more reps they have, the more experience they'll get, the more developed they'll get. Wandell is obviously still working his way back, but two obviously young players in this league. And, you know, that position, you got to play some to gain experience. And to gain development.
Thank you.
Yep.
Last one here, Art Stapleton.
Hey, Dabes.
Hey, good morning.
I wanted to ask you about Evan Neal a little bit. I mean, we know what he's been through the last, you know, month or so, and obviously the last couple of weeks, but it seemed like he was really gutting through last night. For a young player like that, coming through last night, I mean, what'd you see from Evan, and do you think that kind of, you know, that was a step forward for him to be able to go through everything he went through and seem like he played a pretty clean game?
Yeah, compete. Sorry to interrupt.
No. I was just going to say, other than that, you know, the one play that you'd rather not talk about in terms of the illegal man downfield.
Yeah, again, compete it. You know, later in the week, didn't practice. You know, Friday was limited the day before, so got ready to play, competed. But again, there's certain things that we all can do better, but appreciate his effort along with the guys on the line and the communication, and you know, those guys battled.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.